Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
George Clooney plays the host of a popular investment show on TV who's taken hostage by Jack O'Connell, a poor delivery guy who's lost his life savings and now wants to get back at Wall Street in Money Monster.
I might be the one with the gun here, but I'm not the real criminal. It's people like these guys. I'm telling you, it's rigged. The whole damn thing.
And yes, there are big parts of this script that seem to echo themes of the Bernie Sanders campaign, as the sympathetic hostage taker gets to address a huge worldwide audience on live TV, and Julia Roberts, the main character's long-suffering producer, tries to help him escape with his life.
Just keep talking to him.
You lost a lot of money when the market tanked.
I want an explanation!
Follow the money, find the fraud.
You deserve to get some answers.
And the answers I'd like to get is why three different screenwriters took credit for this wretched script and why Jodie Foster actually agreed to direct it. Nothing about the film feels even vaguely believable, and it's so simplistic and clunky in its heavy-handed messaging that it will provoke unintended laughs from much of the audience. The acting is solid, though Julia Roberts is totally wasted in an underwritten, largely irrelevant role. The R rating comes from a few scenes of intense violence, but mostly for frequent uses of the F word, which in this movie's bizarro universe go out on live TV without a dump button or tape delay. 2 stars for Money Monster, which deserves to lose a lot of money and become a monstrous flop.